go ahead and get started. Welcome, folks, to the call. The call today is Exploring the Exploratorium STEM Resources. Through this call, Sherry Cord, who works with Sacramento START and is also associated with Region 3 CalSAC, and Judy Shotwell, who works with the San Juan Unified School District and is also affiliated with the Region 3 CalSAC, are going to tell us a little bit about the science, technology, engineering, and math online curriculum that are provided through the National Science Digital Library and the Exploratorium. Sherry and Judy, I'd like to welcome you and thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
And I'd like to just get started with introductions with the folks who are here on the call. Go ahead and tell us your name, where you're calling from, and sort of why you're on the call today. Anyone can feel free to jump in at any time.
Hi, this is Lucia Bianchi, Region 1 Lead. I work at Mendocino County Office of Education in Ukiah, and I'm on the call just to see about the resources so I can pass information along to the sites in the five counties that I work in.
Wendy Goldring, I'm Regional Coordinator in Region 11 After School Programs, and I second that. And our folks, we really need the science that brings the students in, keeps them engaged, and I think especially as we get into the middle school, high school, this could be more important.
Clara Gesford, Pierce Joint Unified School District, Site Coordinator for the Elementary School, and I'm here to learn about more resources to enrich my program.
And I'm showing that we have one other caller on the line. Might just be listening in at this point in time. And did we just get joined by somebody else? Excellent. Well, I'd like to just go ahead and turn it on over to Judy and Sherry.
Okay, great. Well, this is Sherry. I'm going to start, and actually Judy and I are just going to switch off back and forth with you guys. So just a couple of things. I wanted to let everybody know that if you have other programs or other folks that you'd like us to do something similar with, we could do a conference call, or if you're in the Sacramento area, we could actually set up a lab presentation to do this same presentation that we're going to do right now. So that is available, and you have both of our emails, so you can just feel free to contact us later if you like. So right now, everybody should be looking at the NSDL homepage. It's the National Science Digital Library. Is everybody on?
No.
So just to be clear, you can link to that nsdl.org from that network telephone workshop page. If you're just trying to open it up from a regular web browser, www.nsdl.org.
NXDL?
NS as in Sam, DL.
Will you say it one more time? I'm sorry.
N as in Nancy. I'm sorry, I have a cold.
Okay.
S as in Sam, D as in dog, and L as in Laura.
Okay.
NSDL.org.
Got it. Thank you.
And then just let me know when everyone gets there, because I'll wait till everyone is there before we get started.
I got it.
Is anybody not on the NSDL.org website at this point?
Okay, then I'll go ahead and get started. So what this is it's a free resource. It's for all learners and educators. And basically it's like a Google filter for science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM. There's access to 165 unique collections and also access to over 2.2 million records.
And so looking at the home page, we're going to kind of try to walk you through it so that you feel more comfortable and also are aware of kind of the different things that you can get off of the website. So looking at this on the far left corner, you can see how this can navigate through this menu. So you can make searches through like a general search, or if you're in particular looking for just that K through 12th age, you can search items for that, or higher education. You can also browse by different subjects, look for resources for. We have news and information. We have different pathways. You can participate in different things with the NSDL, as well as then there's also professional development. They have different web seminars and other requested materials. If you could look on the very bottom, you can actually see one of the web seminars that's being offered. And if you clicked on that, you can go on to that one, and it's Beyond Penguins and Polar Bears, and that's on May 27th. So they always have some kind of ad or something that they also are doing for special type activities. And then at the very top, you can see the search bar. You can go up there and you can actually type in, and the one that we're going to type in and use throughout this presentation is sound. So if everybody can go in and type in sound up there and then hit search. And that will bring up the different activities that have to do with sound.
Got it.
Is everybody on that page now?
Yes.
Okay. So you can see the tabs up at the top. We're under general search, and underneath that it says sound. That's what we decided we were going to search. And then underneath that, you can see that there's 562 results that you can go ahead and click through to find exactly what you're looking for in relation to sound. Or if you're not really sure what you're looking for, you'll be able to see what the activity is and read the description and find what you'd like to do in your program related to sound.
Obviously, you don't want to really go through that many type items to look through what you want, because you might want something that's just for fifth grade. So then you can also do kind of an advanced search. And so, you know, first of all, they have kind of the little descriptions looking at the different activities, like sound sandwich, after school activity, gives a little information about that activity. So you can kind of see which activities look like there's something interesting or not for you. But you also can go on the top, and there's different tabs up there. You have the general search, the K-12, the higher education. So then if you click on, like, just K-12, then it's only going to pull up those activities that are basically for that particular age group. And so that will help lower your results a little bit. But then you can also even go even more, because they have the two little bars. Does everybody see that? Search by grade level. So you can even kind of specify even more general, whether you want something that's like pre-K through second, third grades, third through fifth, grades 6 through 8, and then, of course, the 9 through 12. And then you can also search by format. You know, they may want to show a video of the lunar eclipse. And so they can click video, and then that's the kind of information that they could get. Or you might want to do something audio if you're working with sound, so that they can hear the different types of pitches or different things like that. So there's different types of format that you can get the information in as well. And then, of course, the specialized search, you can go even further getting additional information. That will give you by subject, as well as then also the pathways.
Wait, how do we get the additional the pathways? Oh, under specialized. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, if you just click on that specialized search,
okay,
kind of it'll add on to that whole pathways. And the pathways are like a collection of activities. And when you look on the different activities, let's look on sound. If you scroll down to where one of the activities is sound, you'll see that blue bar that says the Michigan's Teachers Network. That's a pathway, because those are going to be a collection of actual activities or videos, things like that, that all relate to from that particular organization.
Okay, where are you finding that?
So when you are looking down, the first activity was that sound sandwich activity. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I'm actually all the way into the specialized search.
Okay, so even
that
with
okay?
that, it'll have the bar up on top, but if you kind of scroll down to where some of the activities are.
Okay, I've got sound sandwich.
Okay, the next one under it, you'll see that just says sound.
Yes.
See that little on the far right? The
Yes.
And then if you go underneath it again, it'll have that iLumina. Those are the different pathways, and those are the collections of the different organizations that have put together kind of a whole unit or different activities that kind of relate to that.
Is that where it says total number of records 17 at the top, and then it lists a bunch of different sound things?
Actually, those are all the activities in all the collections and in all the different parts of it. But if you particularly like the collection from one particular organization, you can go there, and then it'll show you the rest of what they have in theirs. It'll search just the Michigan Teacher Network.
Okay.
And so you can kind of stay with one type study as opposed to moving around into different ones.
Okay. So where it says sound sandwich after school activity, I'm going to click on get this resource.
Right.
And actually, we're going to go into that one in a little
bit. Exactly.
But on this one, we really just wanted you to see that under specialized search that you can search by grade level and pick a specific grade level, search by subject and pick, you know, in this case, education, health and medicine, mathematics, science, social studies, technology, or engineering. Then, again, the format, text, an image, audio, video. And then if you put your cursor on the search by pathway, another box will open up. And so, again, you can just specialize your search that much more. So you just click all the information that you want and then hit enter. And then if you had a specific grade level, the only activities that you're going to get are the activities designed for that grade level. Right now, it's just a general search. So all of the 183,000 activities are coming up.
And then the next thing we're going to do is we're going to go back to the home page, which if you look at the right under the top part, you'll see a thing that says return to home page. And you can just click that, and it'll take you right back. Did everybody get there? And so from there, we're going to look at a little bit closer some of the other things that are that they have on the homepage, and that's kind of in the browse by area. And so when you look on that, you can also they also have science literacy maps. And so if you click on there, you can see some of the opportunities of things that they have for that.
Okay, wait, where are you again, please?
I was on the in the home page on the far left corner where you have the whole blue box that you kind of navigate to the different areas. If you go down, the first part is the search, but then right after that, then they have browse by.
Okay, and the science literacy.
And so science literacy maps, you can go in there and look, and those are some different opportunities of different learning things that you can do with the students. It has the science and math concepts, teaching learning resources, things like that, that you can go in there and research. And then if you go back again, then they also have the science refreshers. And on these, again, you can do it by age group. Or you can do it by different topics. So you can see the step one, they're asking to see kind of a grade range. And then on the two, you can see the related topics depending on, whether you want to expand all subjects or whether you want to keep it specific to like a life science. And then they also have where you can do resources through the pathways or just different interests and professional development. And then they also have the different learning tools so that you can walk through. And so this is a great one for the site coordinators or the different team leaders and people that are working with them to kind of go back in and refresh some of those content areas of things that they are working on in those specific areas, and also good for, you know, working with the students.
Judy, do you want us all to click on the same step one and step two information and see where it goes?
Sure. Yeah, we could definitely do that.
Okay. What would you like us to do?
So let's look at something for third and fourth, and then maybe go into like a life science.
So in order to do that, what should we do?
So you're going to click on the 3-4, and it'll kind of highlight it in the blue. And then you go down to step two, and you're going to click on life science. And then it kind of brought up a bunch of activities. If we look on the right side, it has resources for science, life science, and then it has various activities that you can do with the students.
Okay.
And then it gives you the grade level. It'll tell you what it is. It has like an audio visual. Some of them could be photographs, reference materials.
Judy, I must be one step behind from the homepage.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time too.
Okay. Where did I go to see 3 and 4?
Yeah, I just see 3 through 5.
So from the home page, did you click on the let me go back so they can – okay, so you're in the science refreshers. That was the
first
button.
That's where I'm missing.
Okay. That's
science refreshers.
Oh, I see now.
Okay. And then see the 3-4, you'll click on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the life science.
Okay.
This is great. Almost overwhelmed.
And so then you can kind of see the different life science activities that you can do.
So the activities are in blue, and then in the green is the actual website for that organization that has that activity. So you can even go onto their website and go to even more links as well.
And let's click on one so we can see kind of. I'm going to go under the investigating plant tropism, the second one and down on blue. And so you can kind of see it's through the classroom projects. It has, again, like Sherry said, kidsgardening.com has lots of other activities that they can do as well, but then goes over that specific topic.
That's one of the nice things about this is it never ends with one project or one activity. You can keep going. So if you want to create some long-term activities or add additional activities to the topic that you're working on, there's more than enough available to do that.
And it's one of those things, too, that once you start getting on it, and you start going from website to website, I mean, it gets really exciting, all the information and the great ideas that you can get for your programs.
It's really fun. I scroll down to one that says Japan's Secret Garden, Secrets of Hibernation, and I've been reading about how they're studying the bears that hibernate to see how they turn off all their systems. So it's really interesting.
Where did you find that one?
If you keep scrolling down a little bit.
It's pretty far down.
On the right, it's more activities, and it's under on that right side, it's under Dr. Soul's Biology and Motion. Then you'll see Japan's Secret Garden.
Secrets of Hibernation.
Yeah, there's some fascinating things.
Where would I find something like on germs if I wanted to study why you should wash your hands or why something like that for kids?
There might be something under cells.
Okay.
So you could go to the back to the original homepage for NSBL, and in that search box, you put germs or whatever it is that you know, if there's something more specific, you just put that into the search box.
Oh, okay.
And then that's going to come up.
Okay. Good.
Okay, so I'm going to take you back to the home page again. So if you want to just click on the NSBL home. That will take you back to the front page.
Okay.
And so then there has, and then so that's pretty much the it for the browse, and then you can go next into the iTunes, and I think Sherry's going to go over that with you.
Yeah, so if you click on NSDL on iTunes.
Where?
Under browse. So look on the left in the blue hot.
Oh, I've got you.
So under browse by, there's one that says NSDL on iTunes U.
Oh, okay, I see that.
So if you'll just click that one on. And so if you have young staff and they have iTunes, they can actually download some of this stuff on here. So you should have a box that says NSDL on iTunes U and a green bar at the top that says go to NSDL on iTunes U.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody have that?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and click that green bar.
I got the web page cannot be displayed.
Okay. And I think that why that is because you have to have iTunes on your computer. So, question.
iTunes is something you pay to download, correct?
Well, it's downloadable music.
Right.
To play on your iPods, but
right.
On here. On the NSDL, all of the iTunes information that you get is free. You don't have to pay for it.
I wonder if LACO does not recognize that, because like any place you know like eBay and those kinds of things are blocked now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible this is blocked?
No. If you have an iPod and you have the iPod hooked up to your computer. Then you won't be able to get to it. But if you can see the screen in front of
okay.
you, and you can put your cursor on, and you can see some of the different things that you can download. Like the three on the top, the last one is Diving Under the Ice. So I have iTunes on my computer. So when I click on that, what I get is a video. And the video is footage from under the glaciers. And so if you have somebody who has an iPod, they can hook it into their computer and go to Go NSDL on iTunes. They can download that video onto their iPod. So if you have staff that have iPods and they're going to be utilizing some of these curriculums, they can download those, and they can view it, and they can go over it before they actually do the activities with the kids. So,
and you wouldn't necessarily need an iPod to access this technology. Like, you could watch it on your computer, and even if you had a projector, you could project it onto a screen and show your participants, correct?
Right, and all you would have to do to that is you have to log into iTunes.com and download that. You're not going to be purchasing music, but by having that on your computer, you'll have access to these different videos.
And Sherry, that iTunes program is a free program to download, correct?
Yes. Yes, but you have to have an iPod to put it into. So again, if you have an iPod and you use it, it's actually a really cool feature because you can and take it with you.
Okay. So, I was just going to say. So basically, that's kind of in a nutshell some of the different things in that particular website. We're going to take you now to a different website, which is the Exploratorium one. And the Exploratorium is one of the 165 unique collections accessible through the NSDL. They're kind of connected. But what's kind of different about the Exploratorium Digital Library is it has plenty of activities. It's got a video, audio. It's got images, articles, it's got web interactives, web kind of the museum exhibits, And it's just a really nice website to go through. It's a little bit more simplistic than the other one. The other one's definitely more comprehensive. So if you're looking up for things that are you want additional information, it's a great one to go to. The Exploratorium is just a little bit more user-friendly. And so we're going to go to that one. So you're going to go to www.exploratorium, exploratorium.edu/library. Is anybody having troubles getting there?
Got it.
Is everybody there then to the
yes.
homepage where it says digital
yes.
library? Okay. So the next thing we're going to do is we're going to click on the searchable collection, which is in the very middle. It's blue, and it has learning resource collections kind of at the top.
Is anybody not able to find that?
And it should take you to kind of the digital library, and you'll see at the top it'll have browse by topic, and then it'll list some different areas. And it has learning digital library learning resource collection at the top.
Right.
Did everybody make it to there?
Yes.
Great. Sherry, were you gonna?
Yep. Okay. So if you see, there's a search box here. So if you could go ahead and just type sound into that search box, and then hit go. Did everyone get that? Okay, so now it says search results of records is 20. So what you have now are 20 different activities that are related to sound. And we're actually going to go into, let's go into the first one, which is Doppler effect. And you can see that... Well, actually, let's do another one. That's 9 to 12. Let's go down to
our sound sandwich.
You want to do that one now?
Okay.
Let's go down to sound sandwich activity. Has everybody found that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can see over in the middle, grade levels that it's appropriate for are basically 3rd through 8th. The topic is sound, and if you clicked on sound right there, you get some more information. Go ahead and click on get this resource. Mine is opening very slowly. I'm not there yet. And then you'll get, it'll say, you should get a box that says file download PDF once it eventually gets.
Oh, gosh. This is slow.
I'm not able to
open it. I'm not able to open it on mine.
I can't either.
Then if you go ahead and click back, go ahead and click back to the original page we were on that says search results, and try clicking on the actual activity. So where it says sound sandwich after school activity and that's underlined, go ahead and click on that.
Yeah, that went much quicker.
Okay, now it gives you what it's format is.
Yes, so it says Sound Sandwich After School Activity, and there's a small picture of the page, and it says get this resource. Okay, so go ahead and click get this resource there.
Match.
So you have to have a little patience sometimes. And then, again, you should get the file download box again.
I'm not...
Now I guess, do you want to open or save this?
Okay, click open.
No, I've got it. Could not open.
Yeah, me too. I can't open it.
Because it's either not as supported or because the file's been damaged.
Yeah, that's what mine says too.
All right. That's okay because we're actually going to go into it someplace else as well. So we're going to take you to a different website to get to it. So go ahead and just back out of that then. And then when you get to the one that says search results where we started with that one, go ahead and back out one more time. And you should be at the Browse by Topic.
Okay.
Is everybody back to that page?
Oh, we're not going to do any. Okay.
We're going to go do the activity. We're going to pull the activity, but we're going to pull it from a different place so that everybody can get into it.
Well, a question, are there other activities that we're going to have the same problem?
No, because we're going to take you to the specific web page where they have all of the exploratorium activities, and it shouldn't be a problem. But we'll see when we get there.
Because we would need to give people different instructions.
Right.
There's actually, and normally it doesn't take that long. I don't know why we're experiencing so much trouble because I've gone on here many times and it's pulled it right up. So for whatever reason, it's bogged down right now.
Okay.
And it could just be an issue that they're having with their system today.
Okay, so feedback at Browse by Topic?
Right. And so the first one, it says Earth and Space Science.
Yes.
Is everybody right there?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and underneath Earth and Space Science, you see Solar System?
Yes.
The last one down.
The last one. Go ahead and click there. And then, again, you'll see that there's 23 resources that we've got. There's the pinhole projector activity, transit of Venus website, why is the transit of Venus important, building a solar system activity. Go ahead and go down to the next one, which is knowing north, understanding the relationship between time and the sun activity. Did everyone find that one?
Yes.
Okay, so again, you can see in the middle, this is appropriate for grades 3 through 8, and different, the different topics that you're going to get in this particular activity, astronomy, units of measurement, this is all over on the right, mathematics, cultural perspectives, historic perspectives, the sun and the planets. So you could, and we're not going to do this right now, but you could click on to any one of those and, again, go into more links with more activities. But for right now, go ahead and click on Knowing North, Understanding the Relationship Between Time and the Sun activity.
Came right up.
And I know this hasn't worked so far, but let's try to get this resource one more time. And see if we can get it.
Oh, that came right up.
Okay. Does everybody have it?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Perfect. So this is about Pico Canyon, and you can read through and find out lots of information on the fact that it's an ancient timekeeping device. You can click down, and here's an activity about in the middle, molding the seasons, shows you more about why our experience of the sun changes with time and location. Then there's another activity, finding north with a watch. And we're actually going to, just a little underneath that, here's a link where you can find out weather on NST, so there's more information.
Well, wait, where's the, okay. DST?
Are we going to click on that web exhibits?
No, not right now.
Okay.
And then you just go down, and then there's a to-do and notice. So there's some ways of finding north. So, again, just lots of different activities. The what's going on is really more information for your staff so that they can educate themselves to be able to, one, answer questions that the kids might have, and also so that they can really give them some good, accurate information. And then if you go down a little more, there's a going further. So, again, now this one is talking about laying an object on the ground in the direction you found to be north, and then taking readings as the day progresses. And then there's some information on compasses and knowing magnetic north and the magnetic declinations and how to read a map. So again, there's just lots of different places that you can go with the one activity that you started with. When you get down here to magnetic north, you can not only teach the kids how to use it and how to read a map, but then you can also set up little treasure maps for them where they have a compass and they have a sheet that tells them what degree to set their compass on and to take 8 steps forward, and then when they get to their 8 steps forward, there's a different degree that they go, a different direction, and another set of steps, and then they finally end up someplace where there's a treasure that they find, or a meeting location, or whatever the case may be. So,
where is that one?
That's if you just keep scrolling down down the page under going further. It's almost to the bottom.
Okay.
And you can see that right here it's talking about, like I said, putting an object on the ground in the direction of north. And then it talks about reading a geographical north, polar north, and true north, and what those different things mean. So, again, it's just more information for your staff that they can hand off to the kids. And then there's a website that they can go to, which again will give them even more activities and more things that they can do with the kids. And then if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there's other activities. There's make your own petroglyphs, modeling the seasons, and seasons of shadows. So if we want to just click on seasons and shadows, everybody get that?
Yes.
So now you see, here's another activity, Seasons and Shadows, investigate how shadows shift throughout the year. This one is designed for kids a little older, 7th to 12th grade, but you could probably use it for your 5th or 6th graders as well. There's the list of what you need. Then it gives you the step-by-steps as well as graphics for what to do. So you can just keep scrolling down. And then, again, there's a what's going on so that staff can talk to the kids in the program about what's actually happening. There's a what else you can do, so if you want to carry it on even farther. And then, again, it takes you down to the other two activities, the making your own petroglyphs and modeling the seasons. So the idea is that you can just keep linking and add as many different activities as you want to carry this on. So you might actually want to do a 5-week session on the Keiko Canyon, and there's going to be enough activities and enough information to carry you through those 5 weeks.
Great resource. I want to take you guys back to the front page of the digital library, which is kind of the home page. So if you just kind of hit your back until you get back to the digital library, where it'll have it on the front with its blue, and then you'll see the box of blue on the side that can kind of navigate you. And it was the one where we hit in the middle where it said the searchable collection.
Yes.
Do you see that?
Yep.
I kind of wanted to show you a few other things that are really great on this homepage, besides just going into the searchable collection. Is everybody at that page? Okay. So if you look at the green box, you'll see the microscope imaging station. So if you click on that.
Wait a minute. Oh, okay.
Let me in it this morning, and now it's all.
Hold on a second.
No.
Not available today.
Yeah. It was available earlier, but this is a great one when you can get on there because it has activities, and it will have, like, sales. It'll have it had a frog eggs. It had just different neat things for the kids to look up, like, really up close. And they actually give you activities that you can do with the students as well in looking at this magnified object. And so it's a really fun one for the kids to kind of, first of all, guess what they are and then kind of finding out a little bit more and then kind of discovering some additional things with some extended activities. And so definitely come back and look at that. It does close down frequently, but I was just on it earlier today, and I don't know, I'm not sure why it's closing down at this point, but... The next one is the webcast, which is the next one over. And, again, has lots of neat things that you can click on and watch. You know, I have a 10-year-old daughter, and we watch the eclipse live from the side of Turkey. I mean, she just thought that was the coolest thing. But they have all kinds of different webcasts that you can go. Science from the poles, and they can actually see things that are going on right in that area. And they have all kinds of different ones that you can go into. And so that's another great resource for people.
Ooh.
And that's actually really cool. Why don't we go into one of those?
Yeah.
I did the ice stories.
The science of the poles?
Yeah, that looks cool.
Yeah.
And then you can click on and actually watch it.
Yep. And it just... What? If everyone's clicked on one, I just clicked on the ice poles one as well.
So you click on the ice dispatches?
Mine hasn't pulled up yet, yeah. And then, so then check out the dispatch, yeah.
And then whatever media you have on your computer to play it, there's like 5 or 6 different choices, so you can...
It'll have like the South Pole Telescope, it'll have Under the Glaciers, the Penguins... Melting Antarctica, and so then you can go into any of those different ones.
Wow.
And so if you have a projector, you can hook your projector up to your computer or laptop and then show it to all the kids.
What a wonderful resource.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
I also just looked up that one on Saturn with the Cassini follow-up.
Uh-huh.
And that has a number of videos on it, too, that look really engaging, some good perspectives on the rings of Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
And other.
Where is that?
That's the very bottom one. And I do periodically change these, but, you know, so you'll have other ones, and they even are giving you kind of some archives and some upcoming ones.
Well, you know, with the Saturn, you could hook up with the JPL, and NASA has an after-school.
Yep.
Curriculum for Saturn.
Oh, great.
The rings.
A great suggestion.
Read, write, ring. Read, write. Oh, if I could get. No, I put it away. It had been right above my desk.
And so then if we go back, that was that one. Then there's also another resource with activities. It's the Math Explorer Activity Database.
So do we go back to the home?
One? Yeah, go back to the home.
Oh, okay.
And on the bottom of that green one, it has the Math Explorer Activity Database. So you can click on that one. And then this one, it'll give you some menus. And now some of these are online. Some of them, they also have a book. And so if you want to just select the ones that are online, then you want to go to the right side where it says Activity is Available. And it'll say Online or In the Book or Online or In the Book. And you're going to click on online if you're just wanting it to be online. And then you're going to go in and you're going to kind of pick, like let's say I'm going to pick, let's go click on outdoor. And so you'll highlight in blue the outdoor for the type of activity. And then the topic, let's do astronomy. So you're going to click on astronomy. And then you're going to hit submit search.
What if you wanted both?
if you wanted both as far as...
online or in the book.
Then you just hit both. It's just that if you don't have the book, you'll basically have to have it. It'll just show, the ones online will only show up online. So if you hit the book one, then you'd have to have the book in order to get the resource. And so then when you pull that up, then it has the activity that they have. On this particular one, they have two. They have either build a solar system, or they have reflections of a star, diameter of sun. And then it gives you, again, these are both online, so there's the little computer. And then it gives you kind of a little dollar sign for materials cost. So you can kind of see $1 sign is minimal cost. The second one had two, so it's probably a little bit more. It gives you a little description about what you're going to be doing. It tells you the activity types, outdoor, science. Kind of gives you a little information about prep time. It's about 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes prep time needed. And then it's about 45 minutes to an hour total play time. And then the next one down, again, has the computer, the dollar signs, a little description, talks about materials needed, gives you the list. And then, again, gives you the time. And so let's click on, like, build a solar system. And then it'll open up the activity. Maybe.
I got it.
Slow again.
Yeah, mine opened.
Oh, good.
Mine's yeah, it opened.
All right, mine's taking a little slower here.
Okay. Well, you can just scroll down, and you can see there's a to-do and notice. So it's got different things there. And then there's also you can click on the nine planets, so you can see the names of all the planets. And then if you keep clicking more, it says solar system model. And there's the body is the different planets, obviously, and then all of the information. You can, depending on what you want to do, you can click on the diameter of what you want to make. Here's interesting distances and speed. So again, you can just keep going down and find out more and more information and or add in more information so that you can put together the solar system. And then there's that what's going on again. And then there's a spreadsheet that you can download. And then all the way at the bottom, there are links to other solar systems.
So you can see, again, there's lots of different activities that you can do, all relating to the math on this particular website.
Okay.
And then we're going to click back to the home page again. And then we're going to go into a treasure trove. Well, that one, unfortunately, is not going to let us get into.
One of the things that I really noticed and what I was drawn to and what I might think that an after-school program staff might be drawn to right away, off that home page where it says digital library on the top that we've been searching off of, on that right-hand blue tab under learning tools, the top one says digital library, but the second one down says hands-on activities.
Right.
And when I clicked on that, it looked like there were quite a number of hands-on activities that came up with links to a lot of the different stuff that we've been looking at in terms of Math Explorer, as well as scientific snacks, and all sorts of different hands-on activities that have to do with astronomy or even skateboarding, it looks like.
Oh, I printed that skateboarding one up. I thought, ooh, maybe they could do that at the middle schools.
Yeah, this is kind of a quick reference to a lot of the hands-on activities that they have as you search through, you know, obviously the larger websites. But this is a quick version of them that gives quite a few different ones in the different areas. And so, yeah, there's lots of great ideas on this one.
I just know that when I was working program, that would have been the first place I would have gone to.
Exactly, yeah. With it being hands-on. And then this is the Math Explorer book that we were talking about, whether you can get it online or the book or both. This would be, and you can get this in the Exploratorium shop. And And this has lots of different activities on it as well.
Okay, we're going to take you to another website now, actually, for the Exploratorium after school. So, and hopefully as you're going through these links, you're saving them as well so that you can go back and look at these later. And if you're not, then at the end, we can actually give all of the web pages again. That's not a problem. So what we're going to go to now is...
Did you say at the beginning that we're going to get a handout that reminds us about this, or...?
No, what we're going to send you is a video, but we'll give you, when we finish, we'll go over all of the websites again.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's not a problem. So the one that we're going to go to right now is the Exploratorium After School Activities, and it's at www.exploratorium.edu/ after school, all one word, /activities.
What was the last one?
Activities.
Oh, activities, sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. So it's exploratorium.edu/afterschool/activities.
And as you can see on this one, this is kind of the Exploratorium created for after-school programs. They created the different activities that you can see on the left-hand side. There are 8 of them. And again, like Jess said, very hands-on, very engaging for the students, so the kids can be very interactive with. We've tried out several of them. Even my own daughter was excited to be making them. But the other thing that they have done is they have really done a nice job with the presentation. So if you look in the middle, it kind of has the introduction to kind of what the project's about. We're going to go through this in just a second. And then the step-by-step demonstration. So even if you had a student that was like a student that wanted some leadership type roles, they can watch this and be able to do it and then be able to lead the group on their own. And then, of course, what's going on, why this particular activity is doing what it's supposed to be doing. So we're going to click on the first one, which is we're all on Jitterbug, and we're going to click on the introduction. Was everybody able to do that?
Yes.
And then it should be playing the introduction.
There should be a little arrow right in the middle of the picture that you have to push. Is everyone playing?
So you have like a video of the sort of the end product.
Uh huh.
Mhm. So that it's just some kids that are actually playing with them.
So they were able to make movable insect like structures.
Right. They made jitterbugs. And they all look different. They all look different.
So then from there, we'll kind of go on to the step-by-step demonstration. So if you click on that one. Then you'll be able to see how they're going to demonstrate how it's being done. Again, you have to push the arrow.
Glue gun, paper clips, and a CD.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty complicated list of...
But this is really nice to set up with your staff before you actually have them go out and do it, so they can see it and they can hear it. But then you could also have them make their own as well.
And it's kind of nice to see it visually, because some people it's hard to just read something and know how something's done.
I noticed that the sound sandwich activity comes up on this one. No problem.
Uh-huh. And then we'll just click on so everybody can see that what's going on. That will be the last. That's the last component that they'll talk about. So it's nice to be able to have the explanation of how it all works.
Especially when the kids ask that your staff and they say, oh, I don't know.
But it's cool. It moves.
Yes. Yeah, I actually made one of these. They're actually really fun. And they're not that expensive. And the stuff that everybody already has all the stuff to decorate it with. And when I did it, we actually didn't use a CD. We used a real small block of wood. So you can use other materials as well.
Probably even some strong cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would work as well. Mm-hmm. All right, so if you look under the screen, you'll see a going further, an activity PDF, and a concept map PDF.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so if you could go ahead and click on going further. Did that come up for everyone?
You have to kind of scroll down a little bit to see it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's right underneath the visual that we were just looking at. So under going further, there's some different things that you can do. You can add paper clips to it, switching the motor and battery, the bug off and on. And then there's background on science, which is actually really cool because this is all information about electrical circuits, which is what they're using to operate the jitterbug. So if you can just click, or you can go through each of these and decide what you might want to get more information on. So like circuit builder, learn how to build a circuit by playing this online game. So if you have internet access at your programs, you can click on that website, and then the kids can build the circuit player online through the game. The next one is hands-on civics, which is finding out all about electrical circuits and how they work. And again, there's the website, and there also has ages listed. Then you can go down a little more, and you see a lot of things about vibrations and then about insects and bugs. So there's, again, many more activities that you can add to this one to carry it on even further. And then if everybody will click back again to our original page, and this time go ahead and click activity. And we're going to try this resource one more time. So go ahead and click that on.
Okay, which page? I'm supposed to be the one that says activities at the left?
Are we still on the after-school page?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So if you click underneath the video screen where it says further, it says activity.
I see.
No, and then click on activity, and then you should get, it'll say Jitterbug after school activity, and you can see a picture of the page, and then it says get this resource.
So if you weren't there, we were back at that page that had the video screen with Jitterbug on it. So just
right.
As you were accessing the video for how to do the Jitterbug, just clicking under those three links underneath, you can get a write-up of the activity.
Oh, it's not opening. Okay, let's see.
It's not opening for me either, but I can see where you get it.
Well, let's go over to where the eight activities are listed, and click on Sound Sandwich, and we'll see if we can get that one.
Okay.
And then the same thing should come up. There's an image, it says Sound Sandwich, and then above it is Introduction, Step-by-Step, and what's going on. And then below it, again, the Going Further, and then the Activity, PDF in parentheses. So
I clicked on that, and it came right up.
Okay, and then get this resource. And I'm sorry, I apologize. It must be something with their website today, because it does normally come up. I've actually been to all 8 of them.
This is great, too, because you could just print this out and put in your activity book for your after-school program.
Well,
right.
Also the DVD will have all of these activities on it as well, all 8 of them.
Right.
Yeah, I can't open it.
Okay. Well, if you do go back on it tomorrow, it should be okay, because, like I said, they may just be having an issue with their system today, and some of us, others are not. But, and then if you go back, and then you hit the concept map PDF. Is that one opening for everybody?
Yeah,
that one opened right up.
Okay, so the way the concept map works is you could see in the middle, highlighted in gray, it says sound sandwich. So this is basically like a web activity. So if you go up, it has musical instruments written in an oval, and above that is a kazoo. So from the sound sandwich activity, then you can talk about musical instruments, other musical instruments that work with a vibration, and a kazoo being one of those. And you can have the kids make kazoos, or you can buy kazoos for them and teach them how to play a song with a kazoo, whatever the case may be. If you go down from musical instruments, you can see that it goes off to the right and it says music in a circle. So you can add some music activities. And then if you want to go down, you can see rubber bands. And then under rubber bands, we have length, width, and thickness. So you can do activities on the different lengths and thickness of rubber bands and how the vibrations change. And actually, in the What's Going On video for this particular activity, she's talking about the different widths of and lengths of the rubber bands and the different vibrations that they make. So they can do even more activities. And then you can go down to frequency and pitch. So this is just showing you a lot of other different ways that you can go with this one particular activity.
That really ties to guitar strings as well, the different
yes
and the different sounds.
Mhm. It does. You're exactly right. So again, the whole idea with this is that it's a huge resource, and again, everything is free. There's no cost for anything that's on any of the websites that we've just taken you to. And then what we will do is, once everybody sends me their information, then I will send you the DVD that has all of the different 8 activities on it, and it has the introduction, step-by-step demonstration, what's going on for each of those.
Jerry, for those who might be listening to this online after the live presentation, is there a way that they could access that DVD and those additional resources as well?
By emailing me. They can send me an email, and I can send them, I'll mail them a copy of the DVD.
All right.
So let's go ahead and we'll give you all of those all of the websites again. So the
I just wanted to add, just for everybody's information, that all these websites will also be posted on the California After School Network website. Both on the section for this workshop and also under educational resources. So just an FYI on that as well.
Okay. So the first one was the National Science Digital Library. And that one is nsdl.org. And then the Exploratorium Digital Library. And that one is exploratorium.edu/educate. And then the exploratorium after school activities. And that one is exploratorium. edu/afterschool/activities. And again, this is just one of those resources that you really just need to sit down and spend some time with and just continue to go through the links and pull out as many activities as you'd like to do.
Absolutely great resources. So I would like to thank our participants for joining us today and also thank our speakers, Sherry and Judy. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, guys. This is
yes,
great.
Yes, thank you both very much. It's a wonderful resource.
Also want to let folks know, spread the word, our next upcoming telephone workshop will have to do with family literacy, and look for the network listserv for that resource that will be available sometime next month. And until then, thank you all for being here, and keep up the good work out there.
Thank you.
Thanks. You too, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.